Acho que ele vai nos dois campos e um ano. Então, welcome.
Connelly.
Here.
Curry. Here. Arteaga. Here. Bingham. Conklin, five over. Here. Keo.
Here. But ask that we consider the training, not the country. Ms. Connelly?
Hi everyone, my name is Rebecca. I'll be praying in the Christian tradition. Please join me or reflect in the way that's most meaningful to you. Good and gathering God, we come together as a community tonight to allocate resources. We trust that we have been given these by your good graces, and we look forward to putting them to uses that we know will take care of more people. We ask that you be with us and inspire us to care for this community that's been entrusted to us. We give you thanks for the continued recovery of our friend Jordan, and we ask you to be with all of those who continue to work in this community, even if it's cold and wet and in the muck and the mud. We had a water main break today, and we really keep in mind all of those folks who are serving us, including our safety forces. We thank you for this time, and we ask that you bless it. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Thank you.
Are we in
the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States.
Always stands one nation of God for God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, council members, you have definitely reviewed the minutes of our November 21st meeting. Any additions or corrections?
Please put back the minutes of the November 21st council meeting as presented.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Can I have a chance for you? Bill in favor of November 30th and the update date is December the 5th. Any questions on them?
Move to approve the bills dated November 30th, 2023, in the amount of $79,370.75. And the addendum bills dated today in the amount of $130,140.
Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Is anybody for appeal to full council or say? I'm building on there. You're good.
Yeah, this is Terry Brentfield. He's been with us for the Plank Foundation since Bill LeMay. He's going to, as I move towards retirement, he's taken over some of my business along with the Bill Brentfield firm.
Thank you.
Is that him? Then the student tender hearing.
Yes, sir. The cemetery trustees met November 20th. We reported a revenue since the last time we had met of $5,404.47. We had expenses of $18,740.19. With a balance of $202,113.05. We did approve all of our expenses 3-0, and our chair, Rod Fry, noted that it's a pretty decent balance, even after a major tractor purchase. So we have really been trying to mine those expenses this year to keep that carrying over healthy for next year. The Sexton reported that our services year to date were 50, so we've surpassed 2020, 7 in October helped boost that up, and 50% of our services in our cemeteries have been cremations. You know, interring those remains. The fall foundation pour was complete, and the tractor really made that process quicker. And Lori offers thanks to White House and Waterville Public Works for moving some cement pallets. I think I actually probably reported on this the last time, but we had a tree stump removal and some storm damaged limbs were arranged for exchange for an old Toro tractor that we're going to get rid of. Our lawn cutting is complete. Leaf collection is ongoing, and all of the gray flags are replaced for Veterans Day. And our staff took some time off around the Thanksgiving holiday. A reminder, we will have the joint board meeting on Monday at 5:30 in Waterville Chambers. They host our joint meetings as they are the largest municipality in the district. And we adjourn at 6:30. Our next regular business meeting will be December 18th.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But I'm sorry, first thing I want to do is thank everybody who was involved in the beautiful Christmas celebration that we had last Saturday night. A lot of people from the village, from the Chamber of Commerce, working together, and a lot of really good things happened. And it's been a long time since you've seen that many people downtown other than during the church. But so thanks to all who was involved in it. I hope everybody else is driving us a bunch. The other thing I have is that it is my responsibility to see that a tax review board is appointed. Basically, a tax review board is to be appointed, and they it cannot be a council person or employee, and they basically review any objections or any taxes that have been filed, that somebody has a problem with the tax question, that's the board has a problem. And three people that agreed to it. First person, I introduced Bill Way a little bit ago. Bill was going to be a member of that. I think they have a couple of nominees.
I'd like to nominate you, Governor Schultz. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so the mayor's appointment is his appointment, so there's no vote on that, but the two nominations, council would need to vote on those to approve them. We'll do one at a time.
I move that we approve Amy Schultz.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
And I move that we approve the appointment of Nick Paul.
Awesome.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you, Your Honor. They're listed. Just a reminder, we've tabled some discussions and some actions from here, and one of those is just a reminder, so it's on the radar for upcoming our council elect positions as well, that there is a discussion on refuse bin placement. So council wanted to do that in January, and so just keep your attention on that. There's an upcoming item. A couple additional items there. As Josh had mentioned before, also in January first meeting, we're going to overhaul council chambers. It's been a long time in the coming. So needed new chairs. We're just going to start with stuff like that. These are the examples here. Very comfortable, inexpensive. Also, we are changing the orientation of the room back to the way it used to be, which many years ago was actually on that wall. So just some minor improvements. Also moving to much more of a digital council packet, so you'll be assigned effective January 1, you
to those computers that are dedicated for just email. So that'll help with council packet distribution, and you have it all there with you. So all the other things, again, cost effective, minor changes, hopefully good operational changes, hopefully it benefits council and mayor. Also, for, I know standing council members know this already, the council elected positions may not be as familiar with the organization change that has been taking place over the last year or so. We'll talk more about that in the budget. And then one of the things was to help save money and put people in positions of strength. We've already talked about that. Why I'm bringing that up now is we just finished the last of our first round promotional steps. And so we're now deliberating on those who fits that fits those positions. So we're excited about that. These are long time in coming changes. Again, believe it or not, they're meant to make White House more efficient, cost-effective, and poised for the future. And I can talk more about that when we get into the budget. But we're real proud of that. And you'll be hearing more about that probably next week. Unless there are questions, that's all I have. Thank you, Lonnie.
Well, we are not scheduled to meet next week, correct?
If we do our good tonight with the budget discussion, there will be no need to meet next week.
That decision will be made when we have done the hurt. Okay, Mr. Gaten, your own
I know, Your Honor. Thank you.
Do you have any comments on the budget?
Could you give the department?
Department.
Okay.
Thanks. We're wrapping up project right now in the meeting in downtown streets, Wabash. It's getting some sidewalk portions to be completed. The crew working on that this week. Mentioned the DIY in the break today, so the guys. From the action late this afternoon, 3:45, about 5 o'clock, they have the water on the back and service. So, they've done a really good job and getting stuff in the way and getting that prepared quickly. So, other than that, we're wrapping up our lead collection for this year. We will go until leaves are all finally picked up. That usually goes beyond what we have scheduled. On our lease schedule calendar into the first part of the meeting. So, for anybody who's listening, if your lease is still on the pear trees in your neighborhoods, we will be back around from this fall. Other than that, we're just waiting for Christmas.
May I ask,
yes.
Who is going is there a boil advisory in effect?
There is a boil advisory in effect from the portion of customers who are without water. They did shut the water down to put the air function. Mm-hmm. We have notified those customers by the fire. We're going to make sure everybody needs. And then when the required testing is completed, we'll go door to door and let everybody know with the fire that the goal of the fire is open. That's our standard.
How many people
do you
think are affected?
I'm thinking between 25 and 30.
Thank you.
The fire department is helping out Lucas County EMA with a hazard mitigation plan. The hazard mitigation plan is a plan that will be updated that goes over and updates natural disasters that we have seen in the area. It is updated every couple of years. So we'll probably have more news on that pretty soon as the plan comes out. But what you will see is a QR code on a piece of paper that I'm going to
pass some business over that I can put at their location for a community service. And then they compile all those surveys together, and then that's a community meeting. So that's all.
Yeah, excuse me, Alan's having a little bit of audio issue here, but nothing to report from PD.
One more time. Thank you, sir. More comments on the agenda. Ordinance is there.
We have an ordinance that has been brought off the table pursuant to what Council Director before. And it's ordinance number 6-2023. It's enacting White House Municipal Code, section 1257.30, keeping of chickens.
Any questions?
I wanted to see if we want to go ahead and table this until 2024, as it would go through three readings. It would go through us tonight. It'd go through, then the second time would be added rich into it. And then the third time would have new people in the seats. So I was thinking that maybe we should table this for the new seated council members. I don't know if we want to do it until January, even move it to February, due to the fact that there's one open seat. And that way it can have all seated, a full seat of council and mayor when this takes place. So I would say that move it to, my suggestion would be like February. So that way it has a full panel. You know. Anybody else thought on that?
Council can also table it indefinitely. They don't have to be that certain now.
Yeah. So I just like to move it till February.
Second.
If we move to table in February, and that's then you have to take it up again in February. There's no limit for table.
Right. For a lot of room.
And just for, especially for new folks, to pass something by emergency takes 5, and we don't have a lot of chances. But also, if you take action on something and it fails, you know, then you can't take it up for a year. So that makes sense to just move it. So I second Mindy's motion to table until February.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
No other ordinances or resolutions.
Hey, Chief, what's the date the joy drive goes through that you guys are doing? It
goes until December 15th.
The 15th?
Yes.
Okay. How's that going for you guys? You guys, looks like you guys, I've seen some social media posts, looks like you guys have had a good supply of donations coming in.
We have. PD is beating us, unfortunately. They have had 1,118 employees as of this morning. Fire department, they had roughly 458 employees.
Oh.
So I want this on the record. I think, you know, PD is pulling their accounts. It's going good though.
So maybe I should not put any plays off on you guys then. Or should I just go in the winners? No, I'm just kidding. No, I think that's great that you guys have such a friendly competition with that. I just needed to know that day for that. You guys, I love your guys' and social media posts and interactions. That's really great that you guys do that and help kids out.
Anytime.
Yes. All right, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Kevin. With the legislation that was passed in the election regarding marijuana issue, didn't the village having work pass a moratorium on that a while back and we need to readdress that?
So there's what the village passed before was a moratorium on retail sales of medical marijuana. So this is recreational marijuana. Again, Jordan and I have talked about this. I want to talk to the chief there. There's two aspects to this that council is going to have to consider. One is the criminal aspect. There's nothing we need to change now because we still have it criminalized in our code. With the change in the law in Columbus, and this can be somewhat complicated, but if it's determined to be a general law, we may have to rescind that in our code. That's the criminal code. That's in the process now going through the legislature, so we don't know anything now about that. The second aspect is whether or not it deals with the zoning and the cultivation of the marijuana. That is, and I recently went to a seminar with other city law directors. That has been, according to the new code, it is in Columbus now to develop the licensing procedure for that. So if you're a commercial grower, you have to get a license. If you're a private grower, which means that you're an individual, you can cultivate up to 6 plants in your house. And at this point, there's really nothing we can do to prevent that from a zoning standpoint. But the bottom line is they're anticipating these licenses being issued sometime in December of 2024. So we have time, but council's going to have to consider the second aspect of that as to whether you want to permit a grow facility and its location and any type of parameters on it. So to answer your question, it's on our radar. There's nothing that we should or need to do now. We've already got the criminal on, but from the zone perspective, it's still too early to even do anything. But it should be on your radar.
Thank you. That's all I have. Nothing for me.
Okay. Any other questions?
I guess I would let everybody know that the buffet that we bring in for budgeting, that it's open to all. It's going to be a long night. I've done this for years. Fed budgeters are happy budgeters, so help yourself. I'll unwrap it. You can hear it.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.